apps available.
On for the first presidential contest on the Republican side of the ledger. Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome to 2012. Kate Delaney's my name, and this show is America Tonight. So as we swing into a new year, we said, of course, all the news heading in to the first couple of days is going to be what is going to happen in Iowa. Even people who don't care what's going on with the Republicans really do want to know who wins the caucus. The even money says probably Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney predicting as much that we're going to win this thing. Ron Paul is neck and neck, though, with Mitt Romney. He is like a rock star when it comes to some of the younger people in Iowa. And then the real surprise continues to be the hot run of Rick Santorum, who went to every single county in Iowa. Talk about burning up shoe leather. So now in the final hours, really, before Iowans wake up and make their choice ultimately for the Republican presidential nominee, Santorum is cramming in even some more stuff. He got some key endorsements from some major pastors across Iowa. His conservative values really came out and rang true to the people who wanted to hear that. It was music to their ears in certain counties in Iowa. So Santorum is hoping that he is going to be the one that passes Ron Paul, Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, and everybody else once the final tally is in. Santorum talked about the pundits and the polls, and he talked about being a CEO versus the president.
Do not defer your judgment to the pundits and to the polls. CEOs assign people who work for them. I can tell you, as a senator, I did not work for the president. And Congress doesn't work for the president. The American people don't work for the president. It's the other way around.
All right, so Rick Santorum, in the meantime, there was some controversy over Santorum. You might have seen it. I saw some video, some live video during the day of Santorum's wife crying when he was at one of the stops, and I thought, wow, I wonder what's going on here. Sadly, Alan Combs, I don't know what he was thinking because I went back and I listened to it, too. In case you don't know, let me give you the setup. He's a Fox News contributor forever and a day. Alan Combs has been on Fox. He's a liberal side of Sean Hannity. The two of them did a show together for a long time, and Alan Combs, of course, is on Fox News Radio. And he apologized. He had apologized because of some comments he made. What he said was, he said that Santorum, when he was on the air, and it was a television shot, when he was on the air, he said Santorum took his baby home who had died after living for only 2 hours and played with it for a couple of hours or so his other children would know that his child was real. Ooh, that really stung. And that's why Santorum, who also was shaking when he heard the comments, but his wife was crying in the background of one of the stops, immediately as soon as all of that was released and pretty much all over Twitter all day long, Combs was getting crucified for his comments. He apologized again and again and again. And Combs did say and did tweet this. He's on my Twitter. He said that he and Karen, meaning Rick Santorum and his wife, graciously accepted my apology for a hurtful comment. What Santorum said is, in responding to the comments originally when he was at this event in Iowa, he said, "We kept little Gabriel with us that night, and we brought him home the next day. We brought him home so our children could see him, and we buried him. That we were going to bury him, and that's what we wanted. We wanted to tell the kids about burying the child the following day so that they would understand about the death of the baby and that kind of stuff." So, you know, you can imagine this story will have probably a little bit of legs in it, but Combs trying to head it off by apologizing again and again and again, because this is a guy, Santorum, who surged in the polls last week in Iowa, who wants to finish on top in the caucuses, who's all about kids. He's got 7 kids, and they're on the campaign trail with him. And this child would have been his 4th oldest one had he lived. But 7 kids, and that's one of his things, is the whole family values deal. And he's starting to really resonate with, certainly with the people in Iowa. It remains. be seen as we get deeper into the primary season what happens, but it's interesting how we're seeing some flips on the Republican side. Of course, until the caucus is over and we know what the final tallies are, tough to say. Coming up on this show, we're going to give you another We Can Count because it is all about the numbers. We're going to talk about this nutball in California who was arrested in connection with arson, set off 50 fires in 4 days. Apparently his mother was a German national who was going to get deported, and he said he hated America or some such nonsense. So that might have been part of the reason behind it. But 50 fires in 4 days, can you imagine? A lot of people went out in Hollywood and further west and east to find that their cars were burning up because he set a lot of carports and whatnot on fire. So more details on that. That was a huge story that luckily how they caught him was incredibly interesting. And the guy who caught him, amazing when you think of, again, all of the attention and all of the helicopters and everything that was going on to try to figure out how they could nail this guy and if they could, in fact, find him. And literally, they uncovered him in a very strange, strange way. Also coming up this hour, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that happened in the last couple of days over the tail end of 2011, segging into 2012. Hope you had a great New Year Eve, New Year's Eve. Maybe you were celebrating somewhere and you weren't shooting guns off. That's the new thing. Well, it's not the new thing. It's the old thing that keeps coming up. And in some places, there were some serious problems because of that. And another strange thing happened. This has happened a bunch of different times. Dozens of birds were found dead in Arkansas for the second straight New Year's Eve, about 200 or so of them. You know, they just, it's in a place called Beebe, Arkansas. And when the clock strikes midnight, the fireworks go off. And maybe that's it. That's what the wildlife people say. They fly down to earth. Last year, they had about 5,000 that were dead in just a very small area. Now, this town is maybe 35 miles east, northeast or so, of Little Rock, and the birds migrate there. So there's a large, because there's a large roost for the birds. But is it fireworks? Is it people shooting off guns? You know, what is it that is leading to the death of all these birds? So 200 blackbirds over the weekend. And it does look more like fireworks probably than anything else. But how strange is that? And they had others that, you know, all of a sudden would fall out of the trees. So they had 200 fall, and then they found them in other spurts in other parts of Beebe. Very, very strange. And now it's like a New Year's Eve thing. People wake up, and that's the scene. It's got to be a wild deal. They just see it's got to be kind of disarming or jarring or whatever, because here you go again. You walk out to your car, they're in the driveway, and you got dead birds laying everywhere. And, of course, the whole thing about the apocalypse, and this is the end of the world in 2012, that can't make you feel good when you live in Beebe, you know what I'm saying? You're not feeling good about that. All right, hang with us. More sights and sounds from the campaign trail on the Republican side of things. Plus, like I said, we're going to talk about the numbers a little bit later on in this show. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
But sober people don't know what it's about. Go down the curb that don't think I'm out. But sober people don't know what it's about. But people inside is in hand. And Jason didn't beat me. I'm the soldier man. You know the good.
All right, we're going to get back to the action in Iowa in just a second. But before we do that, a couple of quick things. One, we've got the daily salute. So I hope that our audience, we really had to prime the pump. I got to be honest. I feel like I'm Jimmy Kimmel without the budget here, but we had to run out and get a whole bunch of Red Bull because people are still kind of, it was the holiday. They're not really back into it. We have our live audience at the mothership in Minneapolis. So I know they're standing by for the daily salute. That's coming up here in a second. But, and also more about Iowa. I'm going to tell you something about Ron Paul and a little reverse he pulled and where he is in the polls because he's got overflow crowds. He's like the rock star, like I said, with his first day back in Iowa. But also what's going on the Hill. Could the approval ratings be any more pathetic for the people who represent us? Of course. We're all frustrated. I always say this. You know, you're always invited to this party. I don't care what costume you wear. I don't care what you label yourself. If you're right, left of left, somewhere in between, independent. What I hear the other day, one of my buddies said he was a rational progressive, whatever that is. There's maybe a third party bubbling up, a couple of third parties. It doesn't matter. I think we're all in the same boat together and we're rowing in a similar direction. We're not happy with what's going on. So now Congress starts back in 2012 and they're going to fight over a couple of things. One of them is going to be this pipeline from Canada to Texas that is going to force the president to make some kind of a choice. He's going to have to decide, does he side with the unions or the environmentalists? And, you know, we're talking about this, you know the name, right? The Keystone XL pipeline. And here's the thing. When we're talking about job creation, this is what's getting thrown in his face. It would create thousands of jobs. It would. Environmentalists say it would lead to an oil spill disaster in our backyards that wouldn't be worth it. So just before Christmas, remember that Band-Aid went on that extended the payroll tax cut. It included a Republican-written provision that has the president making a decision in 60 days on whether to build the pipeline. So, you know, they keep saying at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, they would rather say no than rush a decision. But it's dicey because this is a guy who got a lot of support from organized labor and also environmentalists when he won in 2008. So he wants those votes back. David Axelrod and Robert Gibbs, the two bookends who are running his campaign, they're not stupid. They're juggling both sides, and they want both sides to vote for him. Trust me, environmentalists will freak out if he were to say yes to that. I mean, already they're upset that there's no climate change legislation with any teeth in it, that there's nothing with smog standards, any of the stuff that they were pushing for. So a pipeline would kill his chances, I think, of getting those votes. Some of those people would maybe just sit on their hands. And, hey, listen, some people would even probably cut off the money flow. Talk about cutting off the oil. They cut off the flow to Obama's reelection campaign. And they're serious about this. Very, 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 very serious. Even Republican Governor Dave Heineman, who really opposed the initial route, is now saying he is supporting the effort to accelerate the project because he's saying that, listen, this is going to provide jobs, and I know it's going to provide jobs in my area. It's going to help Nebraska. It's going to help Nebraskans in the long run, and it's going to help in Montana and South Dakota and Kansas and Oklahoma and so on and so forth, because it, more than even just temporary, there's going to be at least initially probably 20,000 jobs or so. Some people say it's inflated. I talked to someone from a oil company the other day. They think that's probably right on the money. Now, what are they going to tell me? But I think that you're going to talk about at least 15,000 jobs, I think. Some of them might be temporary. Some of them might be a little bit longer. It depends on what specifically they're doing. So this is a big deal. Whatever this deadline is, are they going to push this deadline or just say no and let the chips fall where they may? All right, we're going to get back to Iowa. So the thing with Iowa is this. You've got Ron Paul and Mitt Romney who are really neck and neck in the polls, but you have all of a sudden, as I said when we first jumped on the air, Rick Santorum, who has jumped above the rest of the also-rans. He's right in the thick of this thing, and he's raised more money in the past few days than he has in the last 4 months. So he is chipping away at the Rick Perrys, even the Newt Gingriches, Huntsman, Bachman, all of them. He's chipping away at all of them. And can he ultimately leapfrog a Romney or even a Ron Paul? Ron Paul has a lot of support. He has a lot of support from young people, like I mentioned. He certainly has a libertarian bent that may help even more than people think in New Hampshire. But this is Iowa that we're talking about. And he's very realistic. He was asked a couple of times whether or not, I just saw something where Terry Moran from ABC asked him when he put his head on the pillow at night. This is Ron Paul. This is his question to him. When you put your head on the pillow at night, do you see yourself in the Oval Office? And he said, not really. And I thought, wow, I think it's great that he said that. It was pretty candid. He's making the run. He wants it to happen, but he's not focusing on that. So here, Ron Paul does a little bit of a reverse. Take a listen.
Was passed and then just recently signed by the president, authorizing the military to arrest American citizens and allowing American citizens to be held indefinitely. That is the wrong direction. We need to reverse that direction.
Yeah, And so he stood by that. He said that he said that right from the get-go that should not have happened. That, you know, again, we're talking about that thread of if you're suspected, if you're arrested, what happens? And that was controversial to begin with. And Ron Paul really, right from the very beginning, started to talk about that. And it got under some people's skin, and then others obviously liked it. You could hear that in the background, some of the people screaming for him. All right, time for the Daily Salute, because I don't want all this to be pounding you with all this negative news about arsonists and blah, blah, blah. Let's talk about something that happened that was incredible over the weekend. How about this? You had a former, and this is in Salt Lake City, you have a former police officer in a pretty kind of a remote area, because, you know, how many people are out when it's icy and tough to drive and whatever? So what happens is, a guy in a car flips over, falls into the icy river in Utah, there in Salt Lake City, and he gets out, and he's trying to get his kids out, and he can't get his kids out. He's scrambling, trying to do whatever he can. So this former police officer, a guy named Chris Weldon, he jumps in. He realizes the kids are trapped in an upside-down car in a very icy river, pulls out a handgun. He shot out the glass and got all of the kids out, including one kid that wasn't breathing, and they were able to resuscitate him. So I think that the Anderson, because Roger Anderson was driving the car, and he lost control of the car when he was trying to brake when he was heading north on a slippery road, and that's what happened with the car. I think the Andersons probably couldn't be more grateful to this former cop, Chris Weldon, and I say bravo. Woohoo! Yeah, what a Daily Salute. Talk about thinking fast, jumping in, all that kind of stuff. Uprighting the car, and then others came and helped to get the kids out. Imagine the panic. I mean, the poor driver, these are his kids, and he's stuck, and he's just, I mean, you have to be thinking, what are the odds you might, on New Year's Day, you might be seeing dead children in this car, let's be honest about it, because the father tried to get the windows and the doors open, and he couldn't do it. And, luckily, the former cop came by and was able to help. And, I mean, even he used a pocket knife, and one of the kids was trapped in the seatbelt and was able to get her free from the seatbelt and out the rear window. And, was able to get a pulse back on the one kid, like I said, with the CPR. And can you imagine what that was like for that family? Oh, being pulled out of that icy river and just in the nick of time. My, oh, my. So congratulations to him. He didn't even hesitate. Didn't miss a beat. He saw those kids. Bravo. Coming back on the flip side, guess what we have? We Can Count.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Topping, we can count this time around. Boy, there are a lot of things that we could go for the top story when it comes to numbers. But this one, I think, is incredible. I happened to read this story just a couple of hours ago. I found it somewhere in a pile of stuff I was looking at. And I can't even imagine what it would feel like to be reunited with a child that you hadn't seen in 77 years. Yeah. So first of all, you got to start looking at the numbers, right? This is a story out of San Clemente, California. And you're talking about a 100-year-old woman, Ninka Disbrow, who wanted to find out what happened to the little girl she gave up for adoption. Sadly, after being raped as a teenager, she said she hoped, but she never imagined she'd ever see her again because of the cruel violence that was, you know, involved in it. She wanted to still have the child, though, and she did. And all she ever had was a photograph of the baby in blankets and, you know, tucked inside a basket. It was the last time she saw her until one day she finally got a phone call a couple of years ago, and it was an Alabama guy who said he had a story he wanted to tell her. And sure enough, the story was, we know what happened to, you know, your daughter. And so, lo and behold, finally, she is reunited with the baby that she had to give up with her biological child. Just a crazy story. And, you know, what had happened to her and all those times in between. And she finds out she's got a daughter named Ruth and that she was raised by a pastor and his wife and had gone on to get married and have six kids, including the Alabama guy that called her and said, I have a story for you. So how about that? And the cool thing was the guy is a teacher and an astronaut, Mark Lee. He's a guy who was a veteran astronaut, in fact. He did four space flights. He circled the world 517 times. You want to look at it. There's a big number for you. And, you know, here it was. She found her daughter. She was happy. She had these children. And they got to meet each other. What a cool thing. Instead of passing away and not seeing, and she's still alive, but instead of passing away and not seeing the daughter and then seeing all these other children too. There's a good one. When the son decided he was going to try to bridge that gap, good for him. Wow. I think that's one of the best stories I've ever heard about somebody looking, trying to find and be reunited with one of their children because it had so much time had passed. Can you imagine? All right, how about this? If you're a fan of the sword fight, I am a fan of watching sword fights, like The Empire Strikes Back, you know, The Return of the Jedi. I mean, they're the ultimate, the sabers. When you were a kid, did you ever have any of those lightsaber battles? Well, if you are, you know that the guy who was the sword master for those movies, Bob Anderson, he did a lot of those dueling scenes and he choreographed it and all that other stuff. The whole Darth Vader helmet, he had to wear it and all that stuff because he had to do it. So anyway, he died at the age of 89. He was a former Olympic fencer and he was so good that they knew when they did these movies, they needed him. So sure enough, he was the one. I mean, he was really Vader in those scenes, even though it was voiced by James Earl Jones, of course. And it was played by Dave Prowse, who was the former weightlifter who was 6'6". He stepped in the fight scenes and did the sword fighting, if you will. And was incredibly good. If you go back and look and watch and see what happened with the sabers, and if you go back in this guy's history too, I happened to see a little snippet of him once, in a documentary, and it was about fencing, and he was a championship fencing coach, and he represented England in the Olympics in the 50s. And was a world champ and won medals and all this other sort of stuff. I mean, he goes back far enough that he started the film work when people in Hollywood who caught their eyes, where he actually coached Errol Flynn in that scene, the master of the Ballantrae, in 1952. If you've ever seen a little clip of that. In fact, when we have our man from Hollywood on, Stephen Shohat, we'll have to ask him about it because there was current movies that Bob Anderson appeared in where he was, you wouldn't notice him. And then there were movies from way back when that he also had something to do with, too as well. So Bob Anderson dead at the age of 89. All right, let's move on to some other things, quickly here from, the files of We Can Count. I mentioned this at the top. But it's worth giving you a few more details on this because it was so horrific. Police actually arrested a Hollywood man who is actually a German citizen in connection with those 50-plus arson fires I mentioned in L.A. that ripped up neighborhoods over the entire holiday. And the guy was 24-year-old Harry Burkett, and he was taken into custody on Monday morning after a reserve sheriff's deputy spotted him driving a van similar to the one that they kept showing, that they kept saying might be involved in the fires. It had a British Columbia plate on it, and they had seen the guy with a ponytail, and this guy had been on the job 4 days, and he recognized it. He kept looking at his van and thinking, that's odd, I think it's that van. And sure enough, he ran the plates, checked it, and and whatnot, and they pulled him over and found all kinds of things in the van, and I would say they have him probably dead to rights for this. 50 fires, rash of fires, cars, parking structures, carports, homes, and it went on until the early hours in Monday morning. So people were pretty edgy because these 50 fires in a short amount of time, at least $3 million in damage, probably more than that. And one of the fires damaged a house in the hills, in the Hollywood Hills, where Jim Morrison, the late rocker from the 70s, wrote the song Love Street about his girlfriend. So there were a couple of other people who also got nailed with cars and whatnot that happened to, when the fire jumped, happened to hit their cars as well. How awful is that? Ooh. So we move from the fires and the fact that they got him and the guy had been on the job for 4 days. Smart. To the meteor shower. I don't know if you saw this. First one of 2012. Yep. The quadranted meteor shower. Actually, it doesn't kick off. Some people may have already seen it, they're saying, because it's trailing. It's look up into the sky probably late tomorrow, and it might have been washed out for some, but and we've seen displays that have been washed out in the past, but this meteor shower is expected to be quite the light show. And they're saying that really for most people it will happen at 2 in the morning East Coast time. We're going to run out and look at this on January 4th. So if you're up late listening to America Tonight, which of course we hope you are, you can run outside, or if you're in the car, call me and tell me if you're seeing this light show. And I'm going to trust that you are and you're not just making it up. It's supposed to really, if there's clear skies, it's going to be great to see it because it's supposed to just blow your mind with almost fireworks. Every time they say that, I can't see anything. It's like when they say, look up in the sky, and I can't see it. I mean, it's like the eclipse. When I was a kid, they made you make those cardboard things, and I would kill myself trying to make sure I was doing it right. I could never see the eclipse. And I know I was doing it right, but I didn't get what the big fuss was over. So every time I look in, when they tell me to look into the sky, I'm not seeing what they're saying. Now, stars, that's a different thing. But, oh, if the sky is clear and you look up, it's you never see it. It'll only happen once in a gazillion years. You'll see the streak. Keep looking. It might work for you. So I want you to call me if it works for you. All right, speaking of space, China. Oh, yeah, made in China. You know, we're on the warpath about that, made in the USA. Can't do anything about this, but China is going to launch space labs and manned ships, they say. And they're talking about building these space stations over the next 5 years. They revealed their plans and are saying that the space program is gathering a lot of momentum and excitement. And they've got things in place. They want to put an astronaut on the moon, and they're making progress. They want human spaceflight programs, and by the end of 2016, they're going to launch the space laboratories that'll have a ship freighters and a spaceship, and they're getting all the things ready for that, and they feel pretty confident that they can make that date and probably dominate some of the things that they're trying to do. They're going to improve the launch cars and the communication systems and the meteorological satellites that are going to be up there, and they think they're going to rival, and that's the idea, our GPS network, that they're going to have a bigger, badder, better global satellite navigation system than we have. I see they're trying to pass us in everything. And their idea, the government policy, is to reinforce, they say, space cooperation with developing countries and, quotes, value space cooperation with developed countries. And they say that they've got cooperation with Russia and Brazil and France and Britain and the United States. I guess we're going to be hitching a ride. We're already hitching rides with the Russians. I guess we're going to hitch some rides now with the Chinese. What do you think they're going to ask? How much are we going to have to pay for a ride with the Chinese to go up into space?
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623. What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like that fella said.
I got a kick in the head for you. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, as we head for the finish line of this hour. I just saw a report. I first caught a glimpse of it on Newsmax, but it was some of what the New York Times and Washington Post and a political journalist, Tom Edsel, was pulling together some of the numbers of what elected lawmakers can expect money-wise. How much money can they expect with a cushy job that they could get if they lose their public job? That's for one. But the median net worth for a member of Congress, are you ready for this? I mean, I almost should have a guessing game here and give a prize, but that's, forget it. The Price is Right won't work with this because I don't think anyone would get this number. The median net worth for somebody who has a title of senator or congressperson is $913,000 and climbing higher.
Show me the money!
Yeah, and they say they can relate to us where the average family is making less than $100,000, right? Oh, man. Time to run. I had a funny line, but I'm going to hold back on that one and save it for when we're in New Hampshire. Anyway, each member of the House, for example, gets a personal staff of 18 full-time and four. This is each member. Full-time, 18, four part-time workers. All their time is devoted to working the life of whoever it is the representative is. They're the boss. So each representative controls their annual budget. You know what their annual budget is? It's from $1.4 million to $1.7 million, depending on the distance that they go from Washington that they need to travel. A senator's personal staff ranges from 26 to 60, depending on the size of the state. Each senator controls an office budget that runs from almost $3 million to almost $5 million for the people who represent Delaware. For each of the two senators from California, same thing. They're right in that $3 to $5 million range. My, oh, my. Who was the candidate? It was Rick Perry who said we needed part-time people on the Hill. I don't think part-time would work, but you got to look at these numbers and say to yourself, are you kidding me? And things aren't getting accomplished. So check it out. The numbers that they pulled together, there's a total of 6,804 House employees and 7,000 Senate staffers. And all they do is pay attention to the members that they represent, right? Wow. And then when they lose their re-election bid or they retire voluntarily, like Barney Frank, for example, he's retiring, he'll have the option of a job that'll pay him probably $1 million plus doing something in Washington. Hello, K Street. Or sitting on some board somewhere. Just so you know what people are making. Median net worth topping $900,000. Like I said, no surprise that the number would be much higher than the average American, but that much higher? Wow. Now, I get it when they're doing speeches and they're writing books and all that stuff, but if we're saying that pretty much, if you just keep it tight, just the average, not even going out on like super rock star status on all these committees or whatever, that's what they're getting. That's absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. All right, speaking of money and money being spent that might shock you, this was another shocker that I saw. I don't know, maybe it's not a shocker, but I mean, this is what happens when you run. This is why Obama, who's trying to distance himself from that billion-dollar remark that his war chest was $1 billion, which once you throw it out there, you can't reel it back in. And he didn't throw it out there, but his campaign people did. So now we got Iowa. And as I said, who do you think is going to win Iowa? Is it Rick Santorum, whose sails are full now? The wind is in his sails. He's rising up the ladder. Is it Ron Paul? Is it Mitt Romney? Somebody else come up with a big surprise in the end? Because we'll know next time we meet on the air. We'll have all of that breakdown. Anyway, the PACs, because, you know, it's all about the PACs, because they're well-funded, and that's where you get the money to go after other candidates with nasty negative ads or just pumping your own candidate. So the Center for Responsive Politics is saying that 264 super PACs have raised more than $32 million and spent about $16 million in the 2012 election cycle so far, right? Most of the money has been spent targeting Newt Gingrich. Yeah, in Iowa. They're repeatedly, the voters are reminded about Gingrich's ties to Freddie Mac, his divorces, what happened when he was on the Hill. I mean, that's what most of the ads are. So it's attack ad stuff, right? Negative ads. Most of them are negative ads. And let's face it, the PACs are, it's the name of the game. Candidates with enough financial backing, enough clout, can mobilize voters and try to remain positive, I guess, while the PACs run the negative ads, if they're able to do that. And so for Newt Gingrich, he constantly is trying to address, not so much lately, but in the last couple of weeks, he's had to address some of that stuff about Freddie and stuff about his personal life. And, you know, he said, oh, look, I've made mistakes. You know, what do you want from me? That kind of stuff. But they're being bombarded with those ads. And all throughout the day, they're probably going to get them, too. So has that hurt him in Iowa? Because in the polls, he's not leading in the polls. You know, the sleeper is Santorum, who's shaking things up. And Ron Paul is doing the same thing. And Ron Paul knows that finishing in Iowa, you know, a strong finish in Iowa, he says, is important to the race. And I think he's right about that. It's a litmus test. And then you're heading into the primaries. So Paul is heading into New Hampshire on the heels of what happens in Iowa. We'll see, with maybe a win. You know, you got a lot of young people, like I said, that are packing in the places where he's speaking, big crowds in Des Moines and eastern and northern Iowa, because that's where he was on Monday, heading into Tuesday. He's all over the place. And the final stop of the day for him, I think, was Mason City. And he said, just, you know, do your job, spread the word. And he kept pushing that the priorities would be, for him, smaller government, all that kind of stuff that people like to hear, that smaller government, audit the Federal Reserve, our monetary policies, getting people back to work, that kind of stuff. And he's got his son, Rand Paul, who's been out there, too. And, you know, we'll see what happens. Rand Paul was out there in Cedar Rapids, and he had 300 or 400 people that were screaming and yelling for him, and he was trying to help his father out a little bit. And they're going to try to nail Santorum, I think, for probably supporting foreign aid, because that's one thing Ron Paul says, forget that, pull out of these countries, stop spending the money. We're up to $15 trillion. It's ridiculous. Our deficit and fiscal, the money, the economy, that is where he's strong. And we'll see if that resonates with the people in Iowa, if he gets a little bit of an advantage there. And for Santorum, it's the whole family values thing and kids and, you know, anti-abortion, that kind of stuff that may, that has pushed him in a upward kind of funnel as they get closer to this. And also the fact that he's just gone everywhere and anywhere for the past 4 or 5 months. He's been all over Iowa. Who wins Iowa? Next time we meet, we'll know for sure.
Hey, we got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time?